A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
You are just number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 465. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this time we are talking about the Tractate Midoff and the Dead Room. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
It is December, and we are going back once again to seasonal ghost stories. And the BBC's recurring strand, A Ghost Story for Christmas. And in this case, we are covering two of the Ghost Story for Christmas productions, The Tractate Midoff from 2013 and The Dead Room from 2018.
We are indeed. They are both about 30 to 35 minutes long. And they both, I'm going to say, give us sort of fresh takes on some of the conventions of the Christmas ghost story. And I think they've both got interesting things for us to talk about, Brian.
Yes, they absolutely do.
So let us go back to the idea of a ghost story for Christmas on television. We are, of course, referring to the original series of seasonal ghost stories that were broadcast between 1971 and 1978, produced by legendary producer and writer Lawrence Gordon Clark and by Rosemary Hill.
Yes, and this was an annual strand. You would get one new one each year in December, and it was partly inspired by the success of Jonathan Miller's adaptation of Whistle and I'll Come to You, My Lad, the M.R. James story. It was adapted as Whistle and I'll Come to You. It was not broadcast at Christmas, but it was a sort of precedent to those. And the series started by doing adaptations of M.R. James stories, M.R. James being one of the great ghost story writers of British literature. And they also went on to adapt The Signalman by Charles Dickens. And they did a couple of contemporary ghost stories that were new ghost stories in the 1970s as well.
Now, we remember that these were, as you say, annual shows produced on fairly tiny budgets, even for the time. But they were enormously popular, and anybody who saw them, they left a lasting impression on them. And they're sort of like their legacy has lasted down through the decades. You can find our coverage of all those 1970s and the 1968 ghost stories by just searching for ghost stories, putting it in the search box on BritishInvaders.com, and you will find all our episodes where we've done these seasonal ghost stories in the past.
Yes, that's right. It's definitely a tradition of sharing ghost stories at Christmas that went from, you know, readings of stories in person to these television productions.
Now, the legacy of those Clark and Hill productions, of course, continued into the 21st century and inspired, let's say, a new wave of filmmakers to revive or to make attempts to revive the series.
Yes, absolutely. The first attempt at it was with A View from a Hill in 2005 and Number 13 in 2006, which again were M.R. James stories. And we covered those in British Invaders 198 and 199. And then they came back to it a few years later with a new version of Whistle and I'll Come to You in 2010. We covered that one in British Invaders 277 and 278. And that one starred John Hurt, which was an interesting one.
Very exciting.
And then things get interesting with sort of a new attempt with Mark Gatiss becoming involved.
So Mark Gatiss, of course, a very familiar name to us here on British Invaders, well known for being part of the League of Gentlemen comedy troupe, But of course, also particularly known to us for writing and appearing in episodes of the new Doctor Who, and of course, for his co-production with Stephen Moffat of Sherlock. We may even get to his, or in fact their version of Dracula at some point in the future.
And Mark Gatiss also did some Big Finish Doctor Who work from right near the beginning of Big Finish and then going on from that.
Now, like the other members of the League of Gentlemen, Mark Gatiss, a huge horror fan, and in 2010 he presented a very successful three-part documentary series, A History of Horror, for the BBC. Very well reviewed, very successful show. It's, interestingly enough, it's a show that happened to popularise the use of the term folk horror, although he wasn't the one to coin the expression, but it seems to have popularised it, particularly in reference to those three classic British horror films often referred to as the Unholy Trinity that we have referred to in the past. I think folk horror, yeah, it becomes a real popular term after his documentary.
Yes, that's interesting that that's where it became more popularized. Gatiss followed that up with an episode about European horror called Horror Europa, and that documentary series is now available on Amazon Video, at least in some regions. Now, after the success of that series, Mark Gatiss was approached by the BBC to make a documentary about M.R. James. And Mark Gatiss wanted to do that, but what he did, and Gatiss himself said he was pushing his luck doing this, he agreed to do the M.R. James documentary on the condition that he could also do a new M.R. James adaptation.
And the BBC agreed, thank goodness. And they teamed him up with producer John Dass. Between them, they managed to make the documentary about M.R. James, which was called M.R. James Ghostwriter. And they made it for an absolutely tiny amount of money and transferred as much of the budget as they could across to adapting one of Gatiss's favourite stories by M.R. James, The Tractate Middos, which was first published in his More Ghost Stories in 1911. Gatiss adapts this story himself for the screen, and also this was his first time directing, at least for screen. So not only writing, but also directing here.
And for the production, they used Cheetham's Library in Manchester, which we actually saw a little while ago in The Green Man with Albert Finney. And before that, it was used as Moriarty's lair in the Granada TV Sherlock Holmes with Jeremy Brett, the 80s and 90s series.
Oh, interesting.
And they wanted to use dust in the library sequences, you know, to have it be very dusty with dust being blown around when the ghost appears. But they were told that you couldn't do that because there were rare and ancient books that were being held there and you didn't want to damage anything.
Yes, because this story has a very dusty ghost appearing, and hats off to whoever came up with this idea of using the sort of fluff pollen from bulrushes, an organic material which they could use for filming, that looks very effective with the sunlight coming through the library windows, but also apparently it's a lot easier to clear up and it doesn't damage the books.
Yeah, so they managed to get their dust effect without causing damage or problems, which is interesting.
Nicely done. And this ghost story is set partly in and around an unnamed college, presumably intended to be a Cambridge University college. They filmed at Springfield College for the exterior shots. And as you say, they're in Manchester for the interiors of the library. So they got around a bit for this one.
Yes, having something being investigated at a university library, often at Cambridge, is sort of an M.R. James hallmark.
Absolutely. And we should talk a little bit about the actual story itself as portrayed on screen here. So in the Tractate Middos, we have this young librarian called Garrett. He is played by Sacha Dhawan, who, of course, we remember playing Waris Hussein in An Adventure in Space and Time, and the master to Jodie Whittaker's Doctor in Doctor Who, no less. Young Garrett is sent off into the library to find a very specific edition of an ancient Hebrew text by a mysterious man called Eldred, played by John Castle. And that seems to be our inciting incident. That sets things off for us, Brian.
Yes, indeed. And a terrifying encounter amongst the shelves forces him to go out to the country to recuperate. Something quite unsettling happened there. And while he's there, his landlady, Mary Simpson, played by Louise Jameson of Doctor Who, Leela fame, tells him the strange story of her uncle, the late Dr. Rant, and a missing will that could benefit her and her daughter. The only surviving relatives of Dr. Rant are one niece and one nephew. And this sends Garrett back to the library to find this strange book and to learn about a hooded figure that seems to haunt anyone who has it.
Great stuff. I will note that Mark Gatiss deliberately expanded some of the characters from the original story and added some new characters so that he could add in performances by a few favourite actors, including Una Stubbs, Eleanor Bron, David Ryle, and a particularly nice comic turn by Roy Barraclough as the sort of head librarian.
Yes, some of the M.R. James ghost stories are quite short, and even for a 30 or 35 minute production, they sometimes do need a little bit to be added to them. The Tractate Mid-Auth was broadcast on Christmas Day of 2013 at 9:30 p.m. on BBC Two.
And it was followed straight away by his documentary, the Mark Gatiss documentary about M.R. James, M.R. James ghostwriter, also on BBC Two. So you could go straight from the Tractate Mid-Auth into Mark Gatiss exploring Cambridge colleges and talking about M.R. James. And the documentary, I will note, features the actor Roger Lloyd Parry playing M.R. James. Parry, you might know, is very well renowned for his on-stage dramatic performances, where he plays the part of James, reading the stories as James would do at Cambridge and also at Eton. I confess, I've not yet managed to see one of Parry's live performances.
Interesting. There were some broadcast readings of M.R. James stories from the BBC with Christopher Lee that we watched some time ago, and they were quite good, but they were not a particularly authentic portrayal of M.R. James himself. They were more just sort of good readings of them. So it would be interesting to see what the Roger Lloyd Parry ones are like.
He's very, very, very popular and successful for doing them. Maybe we'll get to one day, Brian.
That would be something. It would be nice to see broadcast versions of those on the BBC like we had with Christopher Lee.
Yes, and it wouldn't presumably cost very much for the BBC. But anyway, we shall see. Let's end this episode by talking about the availability of these two stories we're looking at. In Region 2, the BBC themselves released them on DVD in 2022, and that includes four of the new ghost stories for Christmas: the Tractate Mid-Auth, the Dead Room, and two later stories, Martin's Close and the Mezzotint, which we might mention briefly in next episode. There's a slim production notes booklet by Mark Gatiss himself. The DVD is £8 on Amazon. You can watch the individual episodes for £2.50 each on Amazon Video. I'll note that the M.R. James Ghostwriter documentary is available on the BBC iPlayer over here. And just for completion, Brian, the History of Horror series is available on Amazon Video. And also, if you're into rentals, this DVD set that we're looking at is also on the Cinema Paradiso website over here. So I've given you a lot of information, but I can sum it up by saying it's fairly easy to watch these over here in Region 2, Brian.
In Region 1, there are no DVD releases of these, but both ghost stories are available on BritBox in the US and Canada, and they are bundled as part of Amazon Prime in the US as well. And that goes for the other two ghost stories, Martin's Close and the Mezzotint. So those are available streaming in North America. I was not able to find M.R. James Ghostwriter available to stream anywhere.
A shame, but it is a good documentary, but never mind.
So next time, we will discuss the other ghost story we're talking about, The Dead Room. And we'll talk about where the series went after that.
Plus, we'll get to our own review and recommendations about these two separate ghost stories for Christmas. And we'll maybe even pick our favorite to have a rewatch of this December.
Absolutely. So until then, all of our episodes are available on BritishInvaders.com. And if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our group there. And you can follow us on Threads and on Instagram. We are British_Invaders_podcast on both of those platforms.
Please give us a follow, drop by and tell us which is your favorite of the ghost stories for Christmas, both old and new. And come and find us as part of the Voice of Geeks Network. That is at vognetwork.com, the Voice of Geeks, for podcasts, for gaming, for streaming, for all sorts of geek-related activity. Please drop by and say hello.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Thank you very much indeed. It's Eamon in England also signing off.